excitement from NC State's historic win spreading beyond campus. Hear from 1983 championship team star Derek Wittenberg about his confidence in this year's team to win it all.
Plus, when widespread showers and storms knock us back into the 50s.
And all these trees helping Raleigh hit its highest levels of pollen ever. What one expert we spoke with says you can do to help relieve your allergy symptoms.
But right now at 7 o'clock, we do begin in the Live Center an investigation of Falls Lake. A swimmer slips below the surface. They are looking for him right now. A live update straight ahead.
All right, Mark, thank you. That's a tragic update there. Right now at 7, excitement building as NC State shoots their shot at a national championship. The Wolfpack coming off an epic and historic weekend. For the first time ever, State is sending both teams to the Final Four in the same year. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ashley Rowe.
It's an unbelievable feat. And I'm Dan Haggerty. We appreciate you being with us. Hours after NC State's win over Duke, we're hearing now from a player who played an integral role in State's legendary national championship team from years ago. We're talking about Derek Wittenberg, who launched that buzzer-beater three-point shot with just a couple seconds to go when another player, Lorenzo Charles, grabbed it and dunked it to win it all and led to all this amazing video you're seeing behind me. WRL's Chelsea Donovan caught up with the legendary player off the court today before he heads to Phoenix to root on this Wolfpack team in person.
More than four decades ago, Jim Valvano, head coach of the Wolfpack back in 1983, ran around that basketball court after the miracle win, searching for his standout guard, Derek Wittenberg. Wittenberg is forever linked to the most famous miss in college basketball history, although he insists it was a pass. Today, I caught up with him on the golf course. 41 years ago, that standout guard launching a deep three with seconds left on the clock is Derek Wittenberg, a desperate air ball leaning to the right that luckily Lorenzo Charles caught and dunked it in for NC State to win the 1983 national championship.
And everybody says a lot that it reminds them, especially on the men's side, about what we did 41 years ago. But this is their time, and they made an incredible run.
While the hard courts are his roots, the golf course is where we found Wittenberg and other basketball greats on Monday. One day after NC State upset Duke for a ticket to the Final Four. Today, a sea of Wolfpack red on the spring greens.
What a great day to have it. And it couldn't have been better with the NC State Wolfpack going to the Final Four. I'm like, Derek, man, you are living right.
This is a special moment. You come to college to get a degree, to be a better person, but the icing on the cake is if you win the championship.
Wittenberg and others teeing off as part of his foundation at Preston Wood and Cary. One that helps college juniors and seniors with funds to complete their degrees.
Absolutely, they got a chance. You know, they're just playing great basketball. They're well connected. You can see the chemistry with the players and Coach Keats. And, you know, they got just as good of a chance as anyone else there.
While the memories of that 1983 miracle win are etched within Wittenberg, he says he's confident that history may be well on its way to repeating itself.
We got a chance like anybody else. Why not us?
As far as the Wittenberg Foundation, next year they'll mark a decade giving scholarships to college students, and they hope to hit that $1 million mark in helping with funding. Chelsea Donovan, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Fans are fired up, young and old. The cash registers were very busy at a local NC State memorabilia store today.
But then they just keep winning.
We came last night and spent the night, and we welcome the men and women's team back to, show our gratitude for their hard work, and it's created a ton of excitement for the Wolfpack fans. We've been waiting a long time.
So if you're looking to buy your shirts in person, the red and white shop received its Final Four gear just a couple of hours ago.
WRL is joining the NC State teams as they head across the country for the Final Four. Here's the deal. Casey Hintz and Pat Welter headed to Phoenix, where the men play Purdue on Saturday. Our live coverage starts Wednesday there. Brett Neese will be in Cleveland, Ohio, covering the Wolfpack women starting tomorrow. They play the University of South Carolina on Friday.
Ashley, right now here at 704, we want to go back to that breaking news at Falls Lake. A live look at the shoreline right now. It is a large scene. Looks like family and friends off to the right side there. Emergency personnel. We can pull this shot back and show you where emergency responders are. This is right at the Holly Point boat ramp. You see there's several boats in the water there. They're searching for somebody that had reportedly slipped under the water around 6:30 tonight. We've seen them slowly going across the water there, trying to use some of their equipment to see if they can see anyone perhaps under the water using some of that equipment that they have on board those boats. This has been going on now for 35 minutes. Crews are out there, as you can see live from Sky 5, actively searching for somebody that perhaps went under the water and has not been seen for a while now. We'll keep you up to date as this search continues tonight at Falls Lake. Back to you.
That's upsetting to see, Mark. Thank you. So if you've been out sneezing today, you probably know why. It's probably because of all the pollen. We just shattered the pollen count record today. We're also tracking some unsettled weather in parts of our area as we take a look now at the radar and some of that weather moving in. Meteorologist Kat Campbell joining us now from the WRL Severe Weather Center with details on both.
And, you know, we're hoping that the rain could wash away some of the pollen. It doesn't look like a widespread soaking round for us, but we crushed the record. So today's pollen count was over 5,200. The previous record was set back in 2010 in early April, and it was 3,500. So way above that number today. It felt pretty bad out there for those of us who suffer from seasonal allergies. Weed pollen was in the moderate category today. Tree pollen, very, very high. Mulberry, pine, oak, and ash are some of the biggest issues that we saw out there today. When we're looking at rain chances, it only looks like about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rain that would move through early in the day on Wednesday. But the threat here is that we could see some strong to severe storms. The southern plains certainly seeing that tonight. Large hail is one of the biggest concerns, and a few tornadoes in the southern plains. For us, we just have a slim chance of a storm forming in southern Virginia tonight. The better chance for storms comes early Wednesday, and this may end up being early in the morning when it starts into the first half of the day. And that's when much of our area, including the Triangle and Fayetteville, are under a level one storm threat. I'll have a closer look at that timeline coming up.
All right, talk to you then. Thank you, Cap. So with this record pollen, you might be wondering, is there relief in sight? When will it come to an end? WRL Shelley Jackson talked with an allergist about what's causing it to be so bad and how long folks with allergies can expect to suffer from it.
Tree pollen is the main driver behind this high pollen count. And take a look here. The flowers are coming back. There's leaves on the trees. And pretty soon, Raleigh will be covered in a nice, thick green canopy. But those trees, the pollen is really thin, fine, and powdery. And on a windy day like today, it can blow for miles.
You know it's spring in Raleigh when the flowers start to bloom, trees sprout leaves, and the cars are coated with a fine, powdery yellow dust. It's pollen season.
So we really have a very long pollen season here in North Carolina because of our temperate.
Dr. Heather Gudekinst with Allergy Partners of Raleigh says they are seeing high levels of tree pollens like mulberry, pine, and oak. And those tree pollens have driven Raleigh's pollen count up to an all-time high. The previous record was 3,524, and today that hit 5,233 grains.
I woke up with a stuffy nose and an itchy throat. So since I knew we were going to be walking around, I took an Allegra D.
I noticed the moment I walked into North Carolina, I started getting like a scratchy throat, itchy eyes, and a runny nose.
Gudekinst says if you're spending time outside, rinse off when you come in, and that includes your pets.
Especially rinsing your hair, removing pollen-covered clothing if you can, so you're not tracking that inside.
And while not everyone suffers from allergies,
I'm immune to any sort of illness or allergy, so I'm just over here shrugging.
Everyone has to deal with the pollen.
It just makes my car look bad.
And if you're wondering how much longer allergy season will last, we still have to get through grass and weed season. That will take us to October. Shelley Jackson, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Today, multiple school threats across the state, including two in our area, turned out to be a hoax on this April Fool's Day. One of these false reports caused a code red lockdown at Apex High School. Officers searched the campus, didn't find anything suspicious or dangerous, so classes resumed as normal. It was the students' first day back after spring break. at Garner High School was also the victim of a threat today. The school never went on lockdown. Officials knew right away it was a hoax. Now, unfortunately, this is not a new issue. Nash County Public Schools is one of many in our state that have launched soft lockdowns in response to threats that turned out to be hoaxes. The district works with the Nash County Sheriff's Office and Rocky Mount Police to investigate each one. School officials say threats like this cause a state of chaos in the classroom.
At the end of the day, we are about trying to keep students safe, keep staff safe, and to provide a structured learning environment. And when that type of thing happens, it disrupts the learning of the entire school.
Several law enforcement agencies are working with state and federal investigators to better track and put an end to these types of calls.
UNC police say the Old Well is back open to the public again at this hour after a case of vandalism. Take a look. Here's some images. These are two people that police are searching for right now. Police say sometime between Saturday night and Sunday morning, someone pushed over the well, damaging the water pipe. That well is upright again at this point with the water turned off until that pipe can be repaired or replaced. If you know something about the incident, you're asked to contact UNC police. Durham's bus system is the second busiest in the state. That was part of a report on Go Durham ridership and safety presented to the Durham County Commissioners at this morning's work session. The report said ridership on Go Durham buses is nearly back to where it was in 2019. Leaders also looked at safety numbers. There were a total of 62 incidents on board a bus in the fiscal year 2022-23. Nearly 40 of those were general disturbances, with one driver who was assaulted. Go Durham buses improved their on-time performance over the course of that fiscal year. Still ahead, some big changes to the Dreamville lineup just days now before the big event. The reason behind the switch-ups we're learning about and how organizers are preparing coming up. Also, DJ Burns and the NC State Wolfpack will have their hands full with Purdue and star Zach Edey. We're going to see how this 7-foot-4-inch tall center measures up next.
We continue following breaking news. Crews responding to a call for a possible drowning at Falls Lake in Wake County. Throughout the last 15 minutes, we've been showing you some images from there, from the scene, as crews try to find this person. Someone was reported missing about an hour ago in the Holly Point boat ramp area. These are live images right now from Sky 5. We're going to continue to monitor this. We'll keep you updated as we learn more. Today, a judge sentenced convicted murderer Alex Murdoch to an additional 40 years in prison. The sentence was for stealing from clients and his law firm and using the money for his own personal use. Murdoch confessed to the crimes. The former lawyer already serving two life sentences for the murders of his wife and son.
A presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has collected now more than enough signatures to be on the North Carolina November ballot, according to his campaign. Kennedy's party must collect more than 13,000 valid signatures before May 17th to be on the ballot under North Carolina election law. The campaign said it's collected 23,000 signatures, giving them a bit of a buffer just in case some of those signatures are not counted. If the signatures are all validated, North Carolina would be the largest state that Kennedy has gained access to. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to be in Charlotte on Thursday. That makes it her second visit to North Carolina in just 2 weeks. During her visit, the vice president will appear at an opening for a new campaign office in the Queen City. The new office is part of the North Carolina Democratic Party effort to open 10 new offices. Trump won North Carolina in 2020 by a narrow 1.4 points. That makes our state a key battleground for the 2024 rematch election.
Witnessing the Wolfpack play in person comes at a hefty price. Ticket prices for the men's and women's tournament set records, according to TicketIQ. Men's and women's tickets are going for about the same price. The cheapest tickets starting around $350, the most expensive seats upwards of $7,000. Wolfpack students can secure their tickets as well. Student Wolfpack club members got an email today. The first 700 students can buy one student ticket. If state advances, they'll automatically get a ticket for the national championship game at no extra cost. You know, DJ Burns has captured the hearts of basketball fans all across the country. You can understand why. He looks like he's just having so much fun out there on the court. But, you know, there's a big man on Purdue that state fans will have to watch for. WRAL's Luis Fernandez here now. Luis, I'm glad you're giving us a bit of a demonstration here.
Demonstration is probably the right word for this. Two of the biggest characters in the men's NCAA tournament are big men on the court for NC State and Purdue, DJ Burns and Purdue center Zach Edey. Now, I'm not kidding either. I just want to compare the two here. Let's bring in Kat Campbell. Kat, if you would, please. Kat, tell the good people how tall you are.
Can I include my heels?
Yes, please include your heels.
5'3" with the heels.
5'3", okay. I am 6'2", with my heels as well. DJ Burns is 6'9". Zach Edey is 7'4". His wingspan, by the way, I brought a little tape measure if I can get it out of my pocket there. Would you please?
I would.
His wingspan is 7'11" tall. There we go. That's arm to arm for Zach Edey. According to the rosters, by the way, he's not skinny. He's strong at 300 pounds. Let's take a look at the numbers here. Edey averages 29 points per game, which is number one in the country. Thank you so much, Kat Campbell. His 12.2 rebounds per game, number two in the country. That includes 5 offensive rebounds, which is number one in the country. He averages 2.16 blocks per game, which is top 25. And his free throw percentage, by the way, boy howdy. His free throw attempts. Edey has shot 424 free throws this year, which is number one in the country, by the way. 115 attempts is the distance between number two. Once again, 115 less attempts than him is the second person on that list. Important to note, these two play totally different games, if we would. Burns is not the biggest rebounder, but his passing has truly stood out in the postseason run. He tied a career-high 7 assists against Marquette. He's essentially a point forward. When these two teams play on Sunday, watch out for the biggest players on the court, because that's where the fun's going to be, to be honest, Ashley.
Oh, it's going to be fun. That wingspan is wild. Wild to look at. Yeah, exactly. I know. Just keep going and going and going. All right. Thank you, Luis. And, you know, I'm going to send the next story over to Dan just the way that Kat left the room.
I was going to say, I loved Kat's very graceful leaving of the screen. That was well done from everyone involved. Let's get serious, though. No joke here. Chris Brown is not going to perform at Dreamville this year. The organizers are announcing this major lineup change today, replacing Brown with 50 Cent. A lot of the ticket holders, you know, people who had paid to go see this, they thought, considering it's April 1st, that it was an April Fool's hoax. But organizers are confirming to us here at WRL, Brown won't be there. He's unable to perform due to unforeseen circumstances. Fans say they're disappointed. 50 Cent, still good, but it's a different feel to the festival than what they expected. Hun Cho is going to replace Money Long, also in today's lineup changes.
So we learned a couple things about you, Kat, you know, as compared to DJ Burns. But listen, meteorologist Kat Campbell may be tiny, but she sure is mighty, especially when it comes to the weather, Kat.
Of course. You know, TV magic sometimes. We got to shrink this down for my size. But, you know, we got a beautiful sunset. Yeah. One of the reasons why these cirrus, these thin upper-level clouds make for a really pretty sight. So you'll see a nice sunset tonight. I also want to let you know, speaking of the Wolfpack, we're going to be lighting our tower here at WRAL red tonight. And for the rest of the week, the entire tower will be lit up in Wolfpack red. So be on the lookout for that. If you do live around the Raleigh area, it's here on Western Boulevard. All the students will be able to see it from campus. It's going to be a really cool sight to see here at WRAL. Now let's talk pollen. Today we hit a record, one we didn't want to see, but the previous record, about 3,500 April 7, 2010. We crushed the record today. 5,200 was the pollen count. The pollen's been pretty bad out there, so a lot of us, including myself, hoping for some rain to help wash it away. That chance is 20% tomorrow night. That chance will go up, though, and that's going to go up into early Wednesday with the bulk of the rain and storms coming in the morning. So if you need to get your car washed, you know, I think you're still going to have to wash your car. We're talking a quarter of an inch to perhaps half an inch of rain over the next couple of days from this system, unless you see a pretty strong storm set up at your house. And here's where the storm system is right now that we're watching. You can see the red boxes. Those are tornado watches. This is going to be one to watch, seriously, for areas in the plains and even parts of the Midwest tomorrow, Ohio Valley, a level 4 threat for severe weather. That threat's going down for us because the storms don't get here until very early Wednesday morning, so the atmosphere is not going to be as energized as if they were to arrive during the afternoon. Charlotte could see those showers and storms moving through as well as the triangle by about 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. Better rain and storm chances come for us during the morning commute. It's when we have the best chance of these strong to perhaps severe storms, and I think that we'll keep in that chance through the early afternoon. This is my favorite favorite high-resolution FutureCast model that does really well with our thunderstorm development. It only goes out through 1 o'clock now, but meteorologist Mike Mays will have FutureCast that goes out later into the evening Wednesday, coming up tonight at 10 and 11 o'clock. I think we're good to go for the Durham Bulls home opener tomorrow. Certainly good news there. And then comes the cooler weather behind it. 3 nights in a row in the 30s, but nice and dry for the Dreamville Festival this weekend and for everybody that's heading out to watch the game.
Thank you, Kat.
Still ahead, another Topgolf location is coming to the Triangle. When you can start teeing off in Durham. There it is, coming up.
Some changes are coming to RDU this week.
So we got a live look at the airport back behind us. Tomorrow, Breeze Airways is going to start operating out of Terminal 1. This move is a way to maximize gate space in both terminals. This comes as RDU has added 4 new airlines within just the last year. Officials are updating signs on the roads and in the parking deck to better direct travelers. So Topgolf is opening in Durham next week.
Yeah, this is a popular sports bar, restaurant franchise. It's known for its climate-controlled tee spots. This will be North Carolina's 3rd Topgolf. It'll be off Page Road in South Durham. The business expected to bring about 400 jobs to the area.
I like going. I'm still bad at golf, though. Tonight's Powerball drawing has skyrocketed to $1 billion.
The cash value is $483.8 million. Just wild. This is only the 5th Powerball jackpot to reach $1 billion. It's been 3 months since anyone won a Powerball jackpot. You can watch the next Powerball drawing live tonight at 11 o'clock on WRAL.
Good luck.
Hey, we're counting down to the 12th annual iHeartRadio Music Awards tonight.
It's a star-studded event. It's airing live from Los Angeles, the Dolby Theater, about 30 minutes from now. Ludacris is hosting. You can see who wins live on Fox 50. That starts at 8 o'clock. Tune in, check it out. Thank you for making WRAL your choice for local news.
Our next newscast is at 10 on Fox 50 and 11 on WRAL. Have a great night.
Watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.